And we want to learn more now about the newest version of the Senate Republican health care bill, which is unveiled today. Sarah Cliff covers health policy for Vox.com. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
And we understand the new bill is a lot like the old bill, the one that was so unpopular that Republicans decided not to hold a vote on it before the 4th of July recess. The new one today, though, has some enticements, we understand, thrown in by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to try to lure the GOP holdout. So what's different?
It does. And I'd say the biggest enticements are ones meant to lure conservatives. One of the big changes that's actually more significant than I expected is they are going to allow plans in the individual market that once again can deny coverage for pre-existing conditions, charge sick people more, really return to the market that we had before the Affordable Care Act. You would still have those comprehensive plans, the ones that have to take everybody. But the expectation is those would get quite expensive as the healthy people kind of flock to the plans that are only allowed for them.
These are the people with pre-existing conditions and people who are sick under Obamacare. You were not allowed to charge more for them.
Exactly. This was one of the really key reforms in the Affordable Care Act, saying that insurance companies in the individual market have to accept everybody and can't ask questions about your health. And the Senate bill, the revised version we received today, says that insurance companies can offer two options, one that covers everybody and covers a robust set of benefits, and one that only covers the people it wants to cover and covers fewer benefits.
Is this the amendment that was written by Ted Cruz?
It is. It is the one that Senator Ted Cruz has been offering, and it seems like it'll be enough to get him on board. But the question is, what does it do to people who are worried about coverage gains? Moderate senators like Susan Collins, who did get some things in this new version, but not nearly as much as the conservatives are getting.
I want to hear what the moderates got. But isn't the concern about this idea that you could have a bare bones policy as long as you had another, full coverage policy? That the concern is that means that all the healthy people will flock to the bare bones, and you still aren't funding the way insurance should the people who are sick and need the other policies.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You'd essentially see the comprehensive plan become something like a high risk pool where the people who couldn't get those other policies or who, use a lot of healthcare and want comprehensive benefits, they would end up together in this more expensive plan. So the insurance industry opposes this change. They worry that it will destabilize the market, and there is a lot of merit to that worry.
Now, two of the Republican senators who were holding out, Rob Portman of Ohio and Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, were really upset about the funding for opioid addiction care that had been cut. Has something been added there?
Yeah, so there is an additional $45 billion in this bill for opioid funding. There's also an additional $70 generally for high-cost patients. That's not opioid-specific, but could end up covering some of those people with significant healthcare costs. So that's essentially the carrot being given to moderates, but it's still a relatively small one. We've talked to a lot of experts here at Vox who question whether $45 billion over 10 years is enough to really do something significant to fight a very widespread opioid epidemic.
Well, I'm wondering, too, did you say $70 to cover the...
$70 billion.
Oh, well,
sorry,
that's
about
okay.
That.
That's a little more. I was going to say 70. That is not going far at all. Look, what about Susan Collins and the moderates who were overall concerned that too many people were going to lose insurance with the Republican plan?
Yeah, so we are just seeing some early interviews with Senator Collins from reporters on the Hill who are saying she is a no on the current version, that this was not enough to win her over. And there is, only two senators that Mitch McConnell can lose. So if you see two more people come out, if you get to three, that is enough to sink this effort. So it really feels very much teetering on the edge at this point.
Well, hasn't Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, who feels that none of these plans from the Republicans have gone far enough, he wants to see Obamacare completely repealed. Hasn't he already said he's going to vote against beginning debate next week, which is the next big step?
He has. I didn't count him because we haven't heard from him since this latest version came out. But I think you're exactly right that if we have Collins saying no, Rand already saying no, you just need one more defector to stop this from going forward.
And aren't we having a new accounting from the government on how many people will lose health care and how much this will cost?
Yes. So we're expecting the Congressional Budget Office to release on Monday a new estimate. Experts who have looked at the bill so far don't think it'll be very different. The last estimate on the Senate bill estimated that 22 million people would lose coverage. And early estimates, just eyeballing this, think it'll be about the same number.
Look, President Trump, we've said this elsewhere in the program. He said last night he'd be very angry if this doesn't happen. But if this doesn't happen, is that it? Does that mean that Obamacare stays?
It stays, but it also needs some work. There are some challenges in the marketplace right. that Republicans will have to deal with. You can't really leave it on autopilot.
Yeah, it needs fixes as well, which Democrats and Republicans have said. Sarah Cliff, who covers health policy for Vox, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
And you're listening to Here and Now.